Hello.
Hey, Bobby. Sorry to bother you again so soon. It's John. I just got off the phone with John, and we verified everything, but he didn't have the payment method. I think he was trying to text you, like, while I was on the phone with him to send him the payment
probably.
Method.
I was away from my desk for a minute. I didn't have my phone. Sorry about that.
no worries. So I got all the information from him, everything set up, and then we're going to do a client interview with him between 12 and 1. I just had to secure the first month's payment with you. So.
Okay. It's a Discover card, like I said, and I don't actually have a card yet in my name. It's through my sister, but I can give you all the information, and if for some reason you need to reach out to her or whatever, that's totally fine.
Well, it's okay. So we use a VeriSign Secure database. We're a Google partner. So every transaction, we have to do what's called a voice verification. It's like a 60-second recording I'll do with you right after we get it. And basically, it asks on there, like, are you authorized or are you an authorized user on the billing of this account? So as long as you have permission to use it and you say yes in that recording, you know, we also send everything over in writing, and that she's going to get a notification of the transaction automatically.
Right.
Then should
yeah, like, I'm an authorized user. I just haven't gotten my own card with my own name. So, like, I still have to use her card with her name, but yes,
okay.
I am on her.
We could swap it out later, too. So, I mean,
get my card.
Yeah, I've been through that. I got little boys, so I've had one end up in the toilet and chewed on, and it's like having dogs. I had no idea, but yeah.
Right. Well, and then, like, all these landlords that say about, like, you know, not wanting dogs or whatever, and it's like, dude, I don't want kids if I'm a landlord.
Yeah.
You'd be worried about dogs.
I'm like, dogs never color over the
wall. My dogs are the least of my worries. Yeah. My 4 and 8-year-old are freaking savages. I'm cool with the dogs.
Yeah, that's so funny. They're so close in age. I have 5 and 1. So they're like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, they're nuts. Yeah. The 1-year-old's way more rambunctious, though. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
if it's just
see,
the younger
that's my
brother
youngest
thing.
Too. I don't know. He's crazy.
Yeah, he beats up Big Brother already. It's like, oh.
Right.
All right. So I have pretty much everything created here. I'm in the billing section. So it's just going to be a straight $249. There's no extra charges, no extra surprises. And then we're going to send everything to the email that John had on file here. And then it's also going to text you an outline of the agreement as well, so you have it on file also. Okay. So it's just a month to month, but at least it has like an exchange of everything that you guys are getting for that price, right, each month, and that you're keeping that rate.
Okay.
So I had John Owens on the billing. Who's actually, or what's the actual name on the card?
The name on the card is Candy, C-A-N-D-I.
Okay.
And then Dlugazima, it's D-L, yeah, it's D-L-U-G-O-Z-I-M-A.
M-A?
Yes.
Like M as in Mary? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and fix that. Wow, that's a unique last name. Okay, and then the billing address for this is going to be different also, right? Okay, what's the billing address?
The billing address is 68 Tate Road, T-A-I-T.
Okay.
And that's Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R, Pennsylvania, 16137.
16137. Okay. Far away.
Yeah, we're from Pennsylvania originally.
Oh, he was telling me you guys
moved. And now we're in Texas. Yeah, we're originally from Pennsylvania.
I hear Texas is the spot, though, nowadays.
It is so hot here, though.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that'll, you know, fix up here in the next couple months. I think you guys still got, like, 2 months of heat, though, not going to lie.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I hear it's nicer, though, like, economically. It's more affordable and everything, so.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then you said this was a Discover, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So according to my system, it should start with a 6. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. 6011.
6011.
0105.
0105.
2967.
2967.
2993.
2993. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
427.
427. And then 3-digit code on the back.
799.
799. Okay. Let's not forget to update this as soon as possible. So whenever you guys get that new card, I want to make sure the billing information matches with the business owners.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm still going to have all the invoices sent over to his email. So that way you guys have those. You could still write it off and use it as a business expense later.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, so create. Let me just adjust this. All right, and then I got to do this voice verification. So 60-second recording is going to outline the agreement. If I say something that you guys don't agree with or you, if you don't understand it, just stop me. Okay, I can rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize the transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Fancy.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Bobby Owens, co-owner, I guess.
Yeah, I had you listed as co-owner slash partner.
Okay.
Okay. And it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you and John are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you have to cancel the Home Advisor. I know John said that he wants to run that for a little bit just until he gets this going, and I totally understand. You're going to want to cancel that, though, at some point. It's basically a waste of money.
Oh, yeah, and he was with him before, and it was really, really good, and then it went really, really bad, and then he's trying it again, and it's just like, okay, come on.
Yeah.
So we're just like, I don't know, stuck
yeah,
in the mud.
Yeah, so I was explaining
like,
to him, there's like the Federal Trade Commission's investigating them right now because what they're doing is they have a Google ad, and they have a Google SEO, like a Google Places placement. Not where we're listing you. They're actually like three spots beneath where we're listing you for the custom fencing category. But they're basically getting their leads off of a Google placement they have, and then they sell it, but they'll sell it for like $30, and then it'll go to like five people. So,
yeah.
You know, it costs them $10 to get it, but they sell it to five people for $30. They got $150, and they hightail it out of there. You're all getting charged even if you don't get the job. So
right, yeah. And then nobody gets the job. Like,
yeah.
People
or nobody
like,
gets
I don't know, you have the wrong number. I didn't do that. I did that 3 months ago. And it's like, what the hell? And then they're really good at answering the phone and calling whenever, you know, they want you to increase stuff or whatever, but then to get your money back or to get a refund for a lead, it's like they're gone.
Yeah. Yeah, so the FTC is all over it, though. They've been investigating them. It started in March 15th. Usually it takes about 6 months to shut a company down. So we should find out about a month from now what's going to happen with them in their future. But they've actually been shut down before. They were called Service Magic back in 2010. And then they got shut down, and then they rebranded as Home Advisor in 2014. But according to that report, they've actually been monitoring their activity since 2014. So stuff just barely hit the wall. But, yeah, if you Google, like, FTC versus Home Advisor when you get some free time, there's a whole, like, article on it. It's pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, but sorry, we're still on this recording. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It's a month-to-month campaign. I do recommend giving it at least 2 months. Like I said earlier, you have that setup period. So it says recommend 2 months before you hard evaluate it, but it's paid 1 month at a time. It's month to month, fully cancelable at any time. The first payment will be charged today. It's August 16th, 2022. It's set up to automatically renew each month on the 16th day. You'll keep that same pricing structure, though, $249. So I have you guys on a discounted rate. You'll notice in the agreement it's usually $499 a month, but I've adjusted the billing to $249. So I give it to you half price since he was new to the area.
And oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a new in business credit. I know you guys have a lot of experience, but that basically how I finagled the system was him being new to that area or to this area, and then I just put him as a new business. So you guys
okay,
keep that awesome. Stay $249 as long as you're with us, so you don't have to worry about that going up or changing. It does state in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement anytime. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue, contact us before the next billing is due. So basically, contact us before the 16th. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. And then it just asks, do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Awesome.
All right. So you're going to, upon the initial payment authorization, you're going to receive that welcome email that I mentioned. You'll also get a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new local Splash client. There'll be an outline of the agreement in writing. It's all under John's name, so he's going to have to sign off on that. I can kind of brief him on it after this. There's going to be a YouTube video and a username and a password emailed over to you guys just to show you how to use the tracking system. It's a really cool tool. I'll brief you on that. It's something that you guys can log into daily and actually see how the campaign's working, if you want to switch out a keyword, if you want to adjust something on the website. I don't know if I told you, but the website's included in this.
Yes, you did. I think it's totally awesome.
Yeah, we're going to build that for you. I didn't want you guys to be the only company up there without one, but I'm going to need your guys' help as far as getting the content. We can't just copyright content, so if you guys have like a logo or photos, please send those in whenever you can.
Okay. But
that completes our initial setup process, so you know, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard to the local Splash team. If you guys have questions, comments, or concerns, I'm available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Monday through Friday, and then there's a 24/7 customer service at the same phone number. You just hit extension 1 rather than 544.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Bobby. I'm looking forward to working with you guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. I know John is because they're out fishing, apparently. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, our oldest kid's back to school tomorrow, so trying to get some fun in before the day. But
yeah, I
hear
you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You're welcome. You're so very welcome. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.